Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
We do need to know who needs to, quote, step up for the Green Bay Packers defense moving forward, obviously, without Micah Parsons. You've got Maelstrom. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman, Alex Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. And, of course, we're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Let's go to our delusional friends in the South, ESPN 1000. David Kaplan on Cap and Jay Hood this morning. Already thinking about us. And then for more context, I opened up my phone, and there's Waddle and Sylvie. First place Bears victory Monday. It's Packers and revenge week. Not anything about their game, but us.
Here's their head.
David Kaplan from earlier.
Might have to give ESPN Milwaukee a little listen today. I wonder how Brust and company are feeling today. Think they're as chesty as they've been? Probably not. Maybe need a wellness check on our friend Ben Brust, the fake Packer fan that works at ESPN Milwaukee.
If you have a friend that's a Packer fan, please check on him.
You cannot trust Jordan Love.
Thank you, Homer. Yeah. Do a wellness check on Benjamin Brust, formerly of Mundelein, played basketball at Wisconsin. Oh, we're going to hire him, give him a job in Wisconsin. All right, I'll be a Packer fan. Fraudulent from the get-go.
Excuse me. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number.
And his two little sidekicks.
Two little sidekicks. Look at my little sidekicks, Kyle and Brad. First off, never in my life
Okay, Brad and Kyle. Kyle, a little arrogant. He needs to dial it down. Just a hair.
Never.
I just wonder how they're doing this morning.
Well, I was doing bad, but now all hell.
Now it's back.
It's back. I told bumped you, man. Did I not call this before we came into this?
Yeah. We had our
wait
hour
until you
now.
See hear people think about us the morning of them.
Keep our name out your mouth, David Kaplan, because this is the problem. You're right. The Chicago Bears, they're in first place. They should be talking about the fact that, you know, hey, this is a big week for the Bears. They came off a great victory against the Browns. But what are they talking about? They're talking about Ben Brust, Bradley Northman, and Kyle Wallace.
My sidekicks.
Crazy.
Yeah, Ben, you like that, don't you? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Their team is just like their show. A joke. No, I'm just kidding. Both great guys. Make sure you listen if you're ever in Chicago. Jay Hood, real good dude. Cap, phony,
clown.
Fake, clown.
Clown.
Fraudulent
clown,
whatever you
absurd.
Want to say. Yeah.
So my comical. Thing is here is my favorite part is now this would be the saddest state of affairs ever after all of 2 weeks ago when the whole week Kyle's mentions, Strofe's mentions, Brad's mentions, my mentions littered with Bears fans talking all of their talk. Nothing after that game. Nothing all last week.
Silence.
In over a week.
Silence last week.
This morning, everyone wants to be a hero again. I'm already starting to get some. It would be so sad, so freaking sad, that if they cannot beat this version of the 2025 Green Bay Packers. Fraud 2.0 alert. Like, legitimately. You're in first place. You have to beat the Packers, which Matt LaFleur is 12-1. Asterisk on the one. Because of the last game of last season, you can't beat this Packers team. You know that you're going nowhere. They play the Niners and the Lions. Congratulations on beating the Browns. Big congrats. I know you can say the Packers didn't do it, but you got to beat the Packers, and you can't. The same way that we got callers on Monday. I think it's Josh. Josh called right now because he wants to talk his talk. He's Josh from Kenosha. He's a Bears fan. You know what he said? He's like, I'm not going to get my hopes up for next time we play you guys. You know what they're all doing? The same thing that they've been doing for the last 30 years. And without Micah, I truly am confident in Jordan Love. Guess who still leads the NFL in QBR? Jordan Love.
He does.
Guess who doesn't have a pass rush like the Broncos? The Bears. Guess who blitzed Jordan Love 15,000 times and got cooked? The Bears. So they are still the same team we saw 2 weeks ago. And yes, they have a run game. But if we believe that Jeff Hafley is the quality coordinator that's getting all these head coaching opportunities potentially, then he will have a plan based off the film from 2 weeks ago. And I don't think that Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur won't be ready, no matter who is out there, to put up points against that horrific, opportunistic defense. So I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, the irony is, you know, it was all week of silence. I couldn't believe how quiet it was last week, right? With all the chatter the week before the Packers-Bears game. So here we go again. And of course, like you said, Ben, if the Bears don't beat the Packers this week, I don't know if they ever will in this, like, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love era, because this is as downtrodden, downbeaten, injured as a Packer team has ever been. So the pressure is on the Bears now to actually go, you know, get a victory.
Ooh, yeah.
Because this would be the ultimate.
Oh, it's all the Bears. It
would be the ultimate insult to the Chicago Bears. If you can't even beat the Green Bay Packers on a short week, everybody's beaten up, and the best player on the team is injured. A generational defensive player is injured, and you lose the division losing to him in that way. And this is where I firmly expect. I think there's like a 24 hours for the Packers, even like inside the locker room, like, holy crap, what's happening to our season? But it only takes a little. This is why I'm glad they play the Bears this week. If you want a little fire, if you want a little excitement,
Look what it took for Kyle.
Yeah.
Hearing some idiot talk about us and not their own team. Could you imagine somebody's going to say something?
Those idiots were talking trash
after they lost at Lambeau Field.
No, those idiots
And we know it's going to be chippy and there's going to be tension. That, in an NFL player's brain, does not leave you. That stays
with you. They're competitive.
So from a timing standpoint, I would want to play the Bears 10,000 times out of 10,000 as the next game when something as significant as bad as losing Micah Parsons happened, because you know how quickly they will turn the page after this 24 hours of, like, this sucks.
Because
there's
legit.
A natural, it sucks. But they are professionals. This team has won a ton of football games this year. They don't lose by a lot of points. They don't. They're in every single game. And when they lost to the Broncos, it was because they lost Christian Watson in there. Micah Parsons goes down.
Zach Tom was out.
And you're playing a team on the road that had won 10 straight games that is a good team.
Broncos are very
good. It is a real, real quality team. Not a team with holes that you can expose any given Sunday like the Packers can with, like I mentioned, Jordan Love, who threw them a gift and then threw them out of the game.
Yeah, listen, for Chicago Bears, this is a golden opportunity for them. So they better not fumble this. They better not, because all the pressure is on the Chicago Bears because the Green Bay Packers are down. They're not out, but they are definitely down. They're going to have to find a way to bounce back, losing so many players. We don't know the status of whether Watson or Tom are going to be able to play, or whether Williams are going to be able to play on Saturday on this shorter week. So this is a golden opportunity for them to really get in the driver's seat and steer their way towards the NFC North. So all that pressure is all on them. So I'm going to say this right now. Bears better not let my Packers win. They bet not, because if the Packers win, not only am I going to be excited and I'm going to be talking my talk, but the Green Bay Packers from that very moment on are going to be in the driver's seat to win the NFC North, and they're going to take advantage of that. Y'all better not win.
They got the Niners, and then they got the Lions. If they take care of the Bears, you have a tough game against the Ravens, and sure, the Vikings have played better.
No, it'll be over for the Bears.
They would be scrapping for that playoff, because the play-in game between the Lions and the Bears, that'll probably be whoever gets the seventh seed. So
and Niners are right there.
If they lose, there's a chance they miss the playoffs completely.
Let's go to John in Milwaukee on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. You are up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. We're going to keep the faith here. You know what the worst thing in sports is? Front runners. And that's where all these Bears people are now. They're like, you're right. They didn't have anything to say. And all of a sudden, they're like, gack. You know, that's loser. That's clown mentality is all that is.
You know,
have a good day.
Yeah, you too. And sad to see, you know, the Bears fans leading with confidence, because of Micah. It's almost like they're dancing on his grave. It's very disrespectful.
Yeah, to sit here and all of a sudden get a lot of hope because somebody got hurt, that shows you how big of a loser they are.
Shows you the talent you have on your team, you know? Like, you needed this to happen in order to feel confident again.
I love when we can break out Benny Moral Compass. Very disrespectful.
Am I?
Benny, you're the moral compass of this program.
I'm not disrespectful.
No, never.
Just keep it honest.
No, that, no I mean, never, but no, never. That is honest.
Spot the lie, though. Again, like I've been saying, spot the lie.
Yeah, Michael Parsons doesn't go down. They're not talking all that talk. The Bears right now are so excited because they saw that Green Bay Packer football team have a lot of guys drop like flies yesterday. So now they're excited because they finally have a chance
they
to maybe
think
win.
More pressure, they think they're down more pressure, out. More pressure Saturday night. Packers or Bears? Put on the poll. Who's under more pressure, Packers or Bears? It's like, if it's not Bears, then everyone doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, if the Packers can't beat this, if the Bears can't beat this Packer team, who is clearly riddled with injury, then they might never beat them under the LaFleur Love era. It's just, it's crazy.
Josh and Kenosha, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You're a Bear fan. What do you think?
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed to hear Cap and some other Bear fans running their mouths already. Apparently, they didn't learn from 2 weeks ago to be quiet this week. Also, any fans, Bear fan, whoever, if you're happy about Parsons getting hurt, you're a terrible person, you're not a true fan of the game. I don't care who it is, what team you support, you do not cheer for injuries, you do not celebrate injuries. That is very classless, disrespectful, there's no place for it. That said, now going into the game, yeah, it's going to be helpful for the Bears that Parsons is not playing. But I don't want him hurt. I would rather beat the Packers with Parsons. You're going to have like another asterisk on this game now should the Bears win, just like last year with Love.
We love you, Josh. Kind of. No, we do. I think we can get him to scrub his Bears tattoo and turn it into a G.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, he ain't doing that. He's just a guy who has sense. He's been in Wisconsin long enough that all that
That's a good point.
He understands
over the border.
Yeah.
He understands that he's plagued by his fandom. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a curse.
Yeah, been just abandoned him because of the fact that they sucked.
Gilbert and Oak Creek, before we get to Jason Mulder, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Hey, so if the Bears beat us, which they should, since we're depleted, they win. If they lose, they just prove that they still suck.
Lose for the Bears.
It is a lose-lose for the Bears. But them Bears fans are stupid anyways. They're going to take anything they can. They were talking about the dang game last year where Jordan Love did not play and Josh Jacobs basically did not play.
It's crazy that you tack that in the win column.
Caleb Williams was 1-0 in Lambeau Field in a meaningless game.
The Bears are going to go 3-0 in 2025 against the Packers.
Hey, this is what they're saying. In 2025, guess what? We're undefeated against the Packers. That's what they were saying at the end of last year.
We got a lot of good laugh tracks.
Giannis Antetokounmpo forever.
Ending with the best one strophe. Well done. We will get to Jason Wilde on the other side. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman. Just going through this all together, but I'm telling you, that was what I needed to get ready for this week. More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had. You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
People that watch the Jets regularly, those four people, yeah, I don't know.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
This is like me announcing that I'll be on Wilde and Tausch tomorrow. I mean, God willing, if the creek don't rise.
Holding everybody accountable.
You play to your strength, and their strengths, if their offensive line can block the right people.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Do you want
it? 'Cause it is Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Joining us now is Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon across these various stations. What's up, Jason?
How are we doing, guys?
Doing well, kind of. Kyle's bargaining with himself. Strofe looks like he hasn't left his bed other than to roll into work. And Brad's trying to break down the NFL perspective of how you move forward from losing Micah Parsons. How's that for a little synopsis?
How's Kyle doing considering he was there to see it happen?
Well, I didn't actually see the play because my eyes were downfield. And actually the man behind me said, ooh, Micah's down. And I turned around and I said, oh, no. And I saw the replay. I said, oh, that's it. That's the ACL.
Did you say oh no, or did you say something?
I probably said something else. Something else. Poor kid next to me. Yeah. I mean, poor kid. He heard quite a bit of things, but yeah, the whole stadium got a little quiet there as we all were trying to figure out what was going on with Micah. So that was a rough moment for the Green Bay Packers because it truly did go all downhill from there.
So Jason, my thought off the bat here is obviously there's going to be a processing, figuring out, like feeling bad for a teammate because that's natural, but I think the fact that they play the Bears this week with the animosity that was built up 2 weeks prior, it's kind of a perfect game for them to have to turn the page quickly to get ready for what is an important game.
Yeah. I mean, you would love to have a Sunday game, which would at least allow Zach Tom, Christian Watson, and Evan Williams an extra day to recover, right? And certainly Josh Jacobs, too, who, you know, didn't practice for much of last week and was pretty productive, obviously, yesterday. Had the 40-yard touchdown run, his longest run of the season. Had the ridiculous touchdown catch. I know he only averaged about 3 yards a carry on his other 10 attempts, but at the same time, like, let's be honest, it's a pretty good defense that he was going up against. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this is the kind of game where there's a ton on the line. You know, you feel sorry for yourself on the flight home. And maybe once you get home and, you know, you get with your family or your buddies or whoever's waiting for you upon your return to Green Bay and you curse the football gods. And then today you start, you know, the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross process continues and you go through the stages of grief. And by Friday you're at acceptance. And then on Saturday you're ready to go kick your arch rivals' butts like you did the first time around. So, look, I've said this a million times. I don't, you know, I'm not obviously wired the same as fans. I had a few people come after me yesterday for suggesting this on Green Bay game night. But, you know, do I think that they're going to win the Super Bowl without both Tucker Kraft and Micah Parsons? No, I don't. That's not what I think is going to occur. But that doesn't mean that for a team that wants to someday hoist the Lombardi Trophy, that there's not all kinds of things that can come out of these final 3 weeks of the regular season, making the playoffs, and then however far they may go to set the stage for something next year, for example. I mean, you know, I drew this comparison, but Micah Parsons is not DC Sabathia. They didn't rent him to try and win it this year. They gave him a 4-year contract extension, making him at the time the highest paid non-quarterback in football. And they're going to get him back next year. And he may not be on top of his game for a while, but they still have a pretty darn good football team. And I'm eager to see what Jeff Hafley comes up with because, again, he spent the offseason. Remember, we criticized this team after the draft, right? Hey, woo, they picked a wide receiver. Woo-hoo, first-round wide receiver, first time in 23 years. What didn't they do? They didn't augment their pass rush except with fourth and fifth round picks in Baron Sorrell and Colin Oliver, who remains on the physically unable to perform list but has his practice window open. And they didn't upgrade the cornerback situation in the draft. And what we've seen thus far from the corner that they did add, Nate Hobbs in free agency, he hadn't been healthy or good or either for most of the season. So Jeff Hafley was conjuring up a defense that did not have Micah Parsons as recently as August 26th. I think they probably had a pretty good idea on the 27th that the trade was happening. So he's got to go back to those worksheets that he has in his office and start figuring out ways to use the guys he's got and maybe some guys that haven't been used in different ways to this point.
Jason, perfect segue into the question I was going to ask you. Micah Parsons leaves a massive hole on that defense. Who do you needs to take the biggest step forward in order to fill that void on the defensive side of the ball?
It starts with Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness. And, you know, I understand. What round were you drafted in, Brad?
The sixth round, Jason.
All right. Sixth round picks. Their expectations that others put upon them are different than first-round picks.
Yes.
And man, oh man, would there have been expectations on you if you would you have been the first round punter in history? Has any punter ever been drafted in the first round? Ray Guy?
Ray Guy, I believe, there has been a handful of second round guys. I believe Sebastian Janikowski might have been a first round draft pick as a kicker.
Yeah, as a kicker.
A guy that's just breaking the mold right there.
That was crazy.
So, and you're more of a conformist, okay. So we're not going to put you in Janikowski's category. But my point is that whether it's fair or not, Rashawn Gary was drafted in the exact same slot 2 years earlier, number 12 overall, as Micah Parsons.
Oh, wow.
And I got to be honest, and going back and watching some of the game yesterday, I haven't gotten through the whole thing, but I actually thought he had some pretty good moments. Am I the only one on the panel who thinks that
good
about
moments
Rashawn
when
Gary?
Micah was out or when Micah was still in there?
I went in, for sure.
I don't remember. I think there were some good moments.
His protection patterns might shift a little bit now.
Maybe Kingsley and Igbari merits the same kind of attention. We'll have to wait and see. But my point is that you got two former first-round picks. Your 2019 first-rounder, who you gave a $96 million contract to in October 2023, and you got Lucas Van Ness, who had missed 7 of the previous 8 games, finally came back yesterday from that foot injury for an extended period. It starts with them. It does not end with them, but it starts with them. In addition, it also includes people who do not play defensive end, right? It starts with Jeff Hafley, who we talked about. It starts with Matt LaFleur and figuring out a way that he can help his defense by adjusting what he does offensively. And then the guy that I think, if you want someone who's really, truly going to elevate this team, and someone that I and others were talking about going into the game, and frankly, at halftime, was like, okay, he's doing exactly what he needed to do to be able to be in the MVP conversation further. Jordan Love's got to elevate his game, right?
Oh,
he's got to... He cannot afford, for example, the throw to Wicks, right? Like, I'm not going to kill him for the interception that that Watson gets hurt on, right? Because they're taking a shot. I like the call personally.
Yes, too.
The throw's a little bit short, but I thought, that is a deep ball that was right in the vicinity of it's also against one of the best corners in football. But he needs to be really on point. And the throw that the second interception, which he throws behind Wicks, that's not a good enough throw, right? And if you're gonna take this team and put it on your shoulders, you can't have those moments. And Aaron Rodgers, God knows, we saw him many times put this team on his back. Ready or not, maybe Jordan Love has to do with that a little bit more. I don't want him pressing. I don't want him playing hero ball, throwing off of his back foot on the fadeaway jumpers. I want him driving the football into tight windows like I know he can do. And you put that all together, I still don't think they're a Super Bowl winner, but I think they can do some damage in the next 3 weeks, and I think they can win a playoff game or maybe even two.
What has the offense shown you make you believe that, Jason? Because I'm also right there with you where I think there might be something there, but what have you seen from this offense specifically in the last, was the 4-game winning streak the Packers had that make you believe that it's not a realm of possibility that the Packers can actually go to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl, but I will tell you the biggest news beyond the depressing news about Micah Parsons was the fact that Christian Watson didn't break his collarbone or fracture a rib or puncture a lung on that interception. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's able to play, now again, his dad was the first one going.
You said it.
I'll never understand
way.
That guy. Yeah,
all you haters aren't going to get what you want. I don't really feel the haters right now.
He is an oddball, Jason. Yeah. I just sent you a screenshot I saw of him talking about how him and Richard Sherman, all these fans who paid to see us play. Bro, nobody paid to see Tom Watson play football.
So my point is that if he continues to be healthy, and this turns out to just have been a scare, I mean, again, all the good signs, right? He was released from the hospital. He traveled back with the team. Like, if he had suffered any sort of internal injury, which is what you fear, or if he had broken his collarbone, which Matt LaFleur told us immediately after the Washington game that that's what had happened to Jaden Reed, then I would have a much different tone today. And I'm not trying to be, you know, merry sunshine and puppy dogs and ice cream here, because it still undeniably sucks. But I had a few people coming after me after Green Bay game night saying, if they're not going to go to the Super Bowl, then what's the point? And I'm like, come on. Like, if that's all you care about, then you must be miserable for the last 15 years, because they haven't won a Super Bowl and they haven't been back to one. So I think their offense, with Jaden Reed coming back, I thought Matthew Golden had some important moments yesterday.
He sure did, Jason.
That gave me reasons to be encouraged about what he can contribute down the stretch here. Remember, and I'm not saying he's Davante Adams by any means, but Davante Adams had a late season game against the Patriots where he cooked Bill Belichick's plan to take away Cobb and Nelson, and he ruined that. He had a huge game in the Dez caught it playoff game against Dallas. So you get a couple of big contributions from your rookie wide receiver. You got Jaden Reed back. Christian Watson's not, you know, sidelined indefinitely. And I do think that until the interception, I mean, tell me where you felt bad about Jordan Love yesterday.
Didn't.
Until that deep ball. You didn't. You felt great about it.
I thought, like, this is it, man. The Packers are cooking. It's a great team.
Yeah, yes, it was a pass interference call on Riley Moss, but they still got the team downfield for a touchdown to go up 23-14 on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Against the team that has now won 11 in a row, by the way.
Correct. Correct indeed. Well, Jason, I'm sure we'll hear more throughout the week about all these other players who are also injured, as they are important to the success come Saturday against the Bears, and we will be listening and talking to you Thursday.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde and Tausch across these very stations, and what we know about Wilde and Tausch is they love, like we do, some Gina Della from Pella.
Oh, we love Gina Della from Pella. We might not be able to rely on everybody when it comes to the green and gold, but you can rely on Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to deliver on that home and window project that you've been probably putting off for way too long. And now is the perfect time to take advantage. You've experienced the cold. You know how frigid it can be here in Wisconsin. So now is the time to take care of those drafty windows, those old doors, before it gets even worse. This holiday season, give yourself that gift, because Pella is trying to give you a gift. 0% interest for 24 months. 2 years, 0% interest. Meanwhile, being able to get to experience the increased home value, decreased energy costs, and the beautiful transformative power that the Pella Windows and Doors have on your home. If you want to get inspired, go visit them in the showroom in Brookfield. You will be stunned to see everything that they can do for your home, and you're going to want to start that project right away. So take advantage of this deal, 0% interest, 24 months. Get your free consultation with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit them at PellaWI.com.
What Jason said there is interesting to me from a Jordan Love standpoint. Don't play hero ball. Hit those tight windows. But Kyle started the show by saying this offense needs to score 35-40 points.
I mean, listen, I just
want to get to the Jordan Love aspect of the Micah Parsons effect. Because I think it goes on the shoulders of Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. But what can Jordan Love do this end of the season into the playoffs? If he's special, which we've seen him do, without a defense. Think about 2023, was their defense what they were this past year? No, they're probably similar without Micah. We saw some crazy things happen. We're next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
He's a good guy. I couldn't believe y'all lost to TCU.
Yeah, you and me both.
Rough.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
On Twitter, @ Jim Rutledge, who will be on Jim, Matt, and Molly coming up next on 100.5 ESPN Madison. He tweets, "The fact that losing Parsons has Packer fans saying the season is over is more about Jordan Love than Parsons."
That's not true. Like, bro, like, watch the games. Like, that's what I'm so confused about. People just want to throw gasoline to gaslight people.
I'd have to give...
Oh, Strofe's bad.
Yeah,
he's putting his hand up.
The reality is, Is Favre winning that Super Bowl without Reggie White?
No.
Is Aaron Rodgers winning it without
Clay
Matthews and Charles Woodson? No, he's not. So they had moments of greatness all throughout their career.
Did you have something you wanted to play, or was that just a misfire?
No, I meant to put myself on camera, but I most recently used the thing to put Cap on camera. So anyway.
To win a Super Bowl, you have to have it all, and it just seems like the defensive component has just been lost.
Oh, yeah. Michael Parsons is one of the greatest players in football right now getting injured. That's indicative of Jordan Love. Shut up! Stupid.
He's been very bad on social media this weekend. He had a rough weekend on social media.
Oh, what happened?
Just saying dumb stuff left and right. Just really
you produced for him, so is this out of character?
I saw a little bit of back and forth between you and him with the golden
pass interference
call, right? Yeah. Between you and Jim.
Yeah. His tweet got 0 likes. Mine got 2,000.
Oh wow! now you
cool,
watching
cool.
social.
Cool.
I hope they're listening. Wow.
Well, I mean, if you don't know ball, just keep it to yourself.
Wow! Is there a brewing beef between former producer and host? Wow.
I love Jim Rutledge, but seriously, I mean, he's such a great troll. He's so good at it.
The reason why I bring it up is because we've had the discussion about without Micah, who's going to shoulder the majority of what the Packers need to do moving forward. And it's LaFleur from a locker room, from a, culture setting standpoint. And it's Jordan Love from a, if we're being honest, the defense won't be as good without Micah Parsons on them.
Correct.
So where do you pick up the slack? Well, you obviously need the defense to still perform at a level where it's, helping you win and stay in games, but you're going to need Jordan Love to carry the load. And with that, Jason Wilde, who just joined us, if you missed any of our show, go back on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison or the ESPN Wisconsin app, mentions he doesn't want to play hero ball. He wants to continue to see him play within those tight windows and make those tough throws he knows he can do and not get jump shot, fade away, back foot throw heavy. Listen, here's all I'm going to say. I don't care what Jordan does. I don't care if he throws off his back foot or if he's throwing tight. He just needs to ball, right? Right? He needs to ball out. Unfair, or it's unfair to him. But this is the situation that they're in now with losing Micah. Doesn't mean the defense doesn't matter. It means you're going to need even more out of Jordan Love. And he's shown, even in the Broncos game, I think the news of Christian Watson potentially having some chance to come back this week. If not this week, obviously, there's still games that matter beyond this coming week against the Bears. But the guy's got to go. The guy's got to cook. And if there is some hero ball in him, so be it, man. Not every play. This isn't drop back, Madden, Hail Marys, slants, posts, all the above, where everyone's doing the same thing. But there's an element of, need your guy to be a guy. And a guy beyond what he's been, which, again, he's been a guy. But everything raises when you lose as big of a piece as Micah. And guess what? If he does do something miraculous, what we're talking about, rolling off the last three games, winning a couple playoff games without Micah Parsons, that's important as well. Gets all the crappy doubters out of the way, puts himself on an even higher standard heading into next year, getting Micah back, as he's targeting the start of next year to be back because he's a freak. I wouldn't put it past him.
Mm-mm.
Who knows what happens? But it's a huge opportunity for Jordan Love to just be even bigger for this team.
Yeah, ironically, this is an opportunity to really have a crowning moment for Jordan Love and eliminate anyone that doubts his greatness or if he's an elite quarterback, right? An elite quarterback, a top five quarterback, will gladly take on this opportunity and they will cook. And going to what Kyle was saying, they need to score a lot of points. So the top five offenses, the Packers are 10th in the NFL for points for, a little over, right around 25. The Lions at 30.6, the Rams at 30, the Bills 29.4, Cowboys 29, Seahawks 29. They're going to have to be in that. They're going to have to be in the high 20s, low 30s every single game. The hard part is, I think the finishing out the season, Bears, Ravens, Vikings. I think Jordan Love can actually put the team on his back. He can run the table. He can go 3-0, 2-1. They can win the division. They'll be in the playoffs. The hard part will come when you have to go toe-to-toe with a great offense, like the Seahawks, like the Rams, and they also have a great defense. That's just where it becomes hard to put up 30 against defenses like those. But you're exactly right. I mean, if Jordan Love continues and puts this game away, right? But continues to be the Jordan Love that we know, who's fearless, who's confident, who makes those tight throws, but also airs airs it out. I have no problem with him throwing that pass to Christian Watson to air it out. He has the opportunity to crown himself as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL if he's able to take this team, win a division, make some noise in the playoffs without a top-level defense behind him.
Yeah, I think we got to understand that Love is extremely capable of leading this football team. I mean, when opposing defensive coordinators plan for Jordan Love, they look at Jordan Love as being an elite company as a quarterback because they understand his playmaking ability and exactly what he can do. And so now it is now on the shoulders of Matt LaFleur to ensure that he puts his quarterback in a position to truly flourish. I'm going to say this for the remainder of the season. This must be about Jordan Love. It must be about making sure that Jordan Love can put this game and the team on his back and lead them to a championship. And so when I look at this upcoming matchup and the upcoming game, I believe that Jordan Love is going to be the straw that stirs the drink for this team and the shoes nobody else does.
Well, it's not even a belief. He has to.
No, absolutely.
And the one thing is, I mean, you could make an argument, well, oof, you know what, let's not take those risks because our defense, they're good enough to help us win. It's like all bets are off now. It's like all pressure to maybe like, you know, hold things back on offense. It's gone. Like, open the tank, do whatever you need to do. This defense isn't going to win you ball games. So any concern you had about like, well, you know, we don't have to go full throttle on offense.
Right.
We don't play
even
football.
Thinking back, Brad, I'm glad you brought that up. It was like the, all right, well, we don't have to go for it here because we can trust the defense.
No, all bets are off. Yeah. Let it rip. Let it completely rip. Empty the tank because you know your defense isn't going to win you games. They're not horrible, but they're not going to win you games. So Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, be aggressive and let it rip.
Got to make the most of every single possession that they have. The Green Bay Packers have to understand that. Matt LaFleur, you're going to have to be aggressive, Matt, now.
Through tomorrow. So you got tonight and all day tomorrow. There's a hot offer, and that's the buy one, get one at Pick and Save Connie's. Is pizzeria taste without those pizzeria prices, and especially when it's buy one, get one free. So, with that cornmeal dusted thin crust, all natural premium ingredients, you'll get that pizzeria experience from your home straight from the oven, baby. So get the buy one, get one Pick and Save through tomorrow. Plus, they have amazing brands. Palermo's has Urban Pie, Scream of Sicilian. They have breakfast pizza, Stranger Things, Cheez-It pizza. You name it, they have it. They have a pizza waiting for you in your local grocer's freezer aisle. Taste what all that Scream is about with Palermo's. And they're amazing. Scream of Sicilian, and your buy one, get one through tomorrow at Connie's. We wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion. Coming up next, maybe we'll get to Levi. He's on hold for 82 minutes. Should we try and set?
Oh, no, get to Levi.
He's got
to
get past 100 minutes. That's the new record. Oh, we'll see if we get there.
Oh, no.
Next.
Gosh,
what
are we this doing? Is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do that, they need to allow
that's
me to do
that.
That's
your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Lock your rate in right now before 2026 at the Princeton Club because you'll stay locked through all of next year. Free child care with your membership open 24/7. It is 8 Madison locations plus the new Berlin location. It simply has everything that you need. Personal training, workout classes, state-of-the-art like equipment that is clean and new. Like every time I'm there, something's coming in because they're always revamping because they're making it a better place for you to achieve your goals, no matter how big or how small. You'd have a strong body, a strong mind, help provide a strong community. Find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club. On Twitter at KBNESPN. Who is under more pressure Saturday, the Packers or the Bears? 63% of people say the Packers.
I don't understand.
I get it
because the Packers are a game behind the Chicago Bears. If you lose this game, now
but
you're
it's
two
the
games
Bears.
Behind.
If they lose this game, they have nothing to show for.
If they lose this game, this ratchets up the pressure for them because they have two monumentous games that they have to play.
That's why there's
this.
More pressure on this one in my opinion.
No, I agree because if they lose this game, now they're not thinking about the NFC North. They're thinking about, oh my gosh, are we going to make the playoffs? And so now they got to find a way to win. They got to beat the Lions, who are desperate. You got to beat the 49ers, who are playing for playoff position. So I do agree that it's on the Chicago Bears, not the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I mean, this is if the Bears win, they almost certainly make the playoffs. But if they lose, you basically need to win out. 49ers and the Lions, both tough games. And just from the rivalry standpoint, I mean, the Packers are down and out. You can't win this game.
But they're not down and out. They're going to score 35 to 40 points a game, according to Kyle Walls.
They got to. They ain't got no choice. They want to win. That's what you got to do.
Back up the points. J-Love can do it.
Strofe, it's been an hour and 54 minutes with us, about an hour on your show, Mr. Relevant, on YouTube. Are you in a better spot?
I've been in a good spot the whole time. What are you talking about?
That's not true.
They're going to win out.
So you're still doing that.
Say it with your chest.
You're still doing the thing. That
The Green Bay Packers will win out this season. They will.
Win out regular season?
Regular season, yeah. I don't know about the postseason, but they're going to win out the regular season. They're going to win the NFC North. They're going to smoke that Chicago pack on Saturday, and it's going to be so tasty.
You're talking about smoking that Chicago. I was around that Denver pack this weekend, I'm going to tell you.
You got smoked. No, they smoked the cheddar pack in Denver.
Oh, I don't. Oh, okay. I was talking about a different pack.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Did you partake?
No, not at all. Contact, though. My mom was like, ooh, I done caught contact. I said, mama.
I done caught contact.
At the maybe game? That's what led her to hitting walking on around, Patrick or PS2, Patrick Surtain.
PS2.
Maybe it did. A little courage. A little that contact, secondhand contact courage she got.
Look, I will say, I think what I've noticed throughout the first 2 hours of this show is, although the Micah injury does suck, it is good to know that you have Jordan Love and you do have, like, an offense that you do believe in. And if you're at, if I were to say, hey, I'm asking you at the end of the season that you're going to have to rely on one crew to win you football games, like, to that one's going to have to step up to be even more dominant than the other, obviously you're all going to choose the offense.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I think that's the good thing that Packers fans have going for them. Yes, Alex Drove for the KBN Sports Desk.
As we wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion of this program, are we surprised by the level of optimism by KBN Nation?
That's kind of where I was getting at. You know what I mean? Like, they've kind of gotten me rejuvenated in the mindset of, you know what? It sucks.
Yeah,
we all know it sucks, but they do have Jordan Love. They
Elite.
Do have Josh Jacobs. They are playing Elite. The Bears team coming up next in a game that they need to win, where we've seen them. We know what their flaws are.
Packers could be 1-14, and I'd still think they'd win on Saturday.
Agree. Well, okay, now you're doing the thing. Now you're doing the thing right now. But overall, like, again, we all talked about how, like, yes, they're better than what they have been. They have a foundation, whatever, but they still have Caleb Williams that is a limited quarterback in the pocket.
But he can move, and we ain't got nobody can chase. I watched Rashawn Gary trying to chase down Bo Nix and literally get pass by Michael Parsons, and Bo Nix had to get
you're
rid
running
of
in your seat. No, going just like,
there is a difference.
You're moving as fast as
Did you guys see
Rashawn?
The really depressing Rashawn Gary stat I sent you today? Did you see it?
There's a lot of them going around.
Well, he hasn't had a sack since say the Steelers it. Game, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Rashawn Gary is not at a sack nor a tackle for loss in the last 7 games. That is the longest streak of his career that dates back to his rookie season when he was a rotational piece in 2019.
That's crazy. He had a good tackle at the line of scrimmage yesterday. See,
I thought that was a tackle for loss.
I thought it was, too.
I have confidence in this offense. Shucks. I need to see this defense without Micah. I gotta see without Micah.
Well, obviously, this was a defense that was pretty good, all things considered, without Micah a year ago. But now they're without Devontae Wyatt and Kenny Clark as well from last year.
But remember the pass rush last year?
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Jim, Matt, and Molly, I'm sure you'll enjoy Jim Rutledge coming up next on 100.5 ESPN Madison. Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We're on 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and the ESPN Wisconsin app in 2 minutes.